Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And it is the last day of our corn recipes. And as sad as this makes me, it also makes me happy knowing that I get to whip up something else for you guys next week. And I absolutely love doing that. My very last recipe for you for the end of the week is a sweet cornbread. You heard it right, sweet cornbread. What makes this cornbread so sweet? It's definitely not sugar, but just corn. When we get corn and we let it do its thing, guess what? It's naturally going to be pretty sweet if we just hit it with a little bit of olive oil. Let's get started. We're going to need first, and what we're going to do is we're going to separate all of our wet ingredients from our dry ingredients, and once they're mixed, incorporated perfectly, we'll fold them together. And the reason why I fold it instead of mix it is I do not want to have a very dense cornbread, and the more of a beating the flour and the cornmeal take, the end result is not going to be what we're expecting. So we want to be really delicate. I always treat my food like it's my baby. You know, I wouldn't beat my child. I definitely don't want to beat my food. Anyways, so to do our sweet cornbread, what we're going to need are 2 eggs, 1 cup of sour cream, and 3 cups of fresh corn, 1.5 cups of raw cream, 1.5 cups of melted butter. I'm going to mix all those ingredients together. In a separate bowl, I'm going to mix 4.5 cups of flour, 4 cups of cornmeal, and 1/2 teaspoon of paprika. And I put 1/2 teaspoon because some people, they don't like the smoky flavor, but it is really good. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just make that a full tablespoon of paprika because I love paprika. Once both ingredients in 2 separate bowls are mixed, then I will fold in the dry with the wet, or the wet with the dry, however you want to say it. It doesn't matter. As long as we get it folded in, guess what? We're in good shape. And what I don't have on the recipe, but I like to do, is just sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar on the top. And I'd say about 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. It does the trick for what we're trying to do, because we really want to have a delicious cornbread that has a balance of savory and sweet. I throw it in the oven, 350 degrees, and I'm going to cover it this time. I'm going to cover it for about the first 15 to 20 minutes. And to cover it, just use a little bit of aluminum foil and try to make sure that the cornbread is lower than the foil. We don't want it baking against the foil. That could change the flavor sometimes. 350 degrees, 20 minutes. Take the top of the foil off. Let it cook for an extra 5 minutes. Check it to make sure it's not wet in the middle and it's nice and dry but moist. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.